You're listening to More or Less, in association with the Open University. Earlier this month, The Sun came out with this.
Official. Casualties soaring in 20-mile-per-hour zones. Controversial 20-mile-per-hour speed limits designed to cut road casualties are not working.
Soon after, the story gathered momentum and it was picked up all over the place.
Official figures suggest that the number of people killed or injured on roads with 20-mile-an-hour speed limits increased by almost a quarter last year. Councils have been given power.
We've received more emails about this story than any other this series, all from listeners who find it hard to swallow. So, Charlotte McDonald's here. Charlotte, can you bring truth and light?
Well, there's one thing about this story that's true. Casualties on roads with 20-mile-per-hour speed limit did increase between 2010 and 2011. As you heard Peter Donaldson say, these data came from the Department for Transport and were published almost a month and a half ago. One number, reported by BBC Online, is that there has been a 17% increase in the total number of deaths on 20-mile-per-hour roads. But look at the absolute numbers. On 20-mile-per-hour roads across the entire country, there were 6 deaths in 2010 and 7 deaths in 2011.
OK, so it's just not very useful to report that as a 17% increase. We have these rare tragedies. We'd hope to reduce their number over time, but it's just nonsense to suggest that a jump from 6 deaths to 7 deaths is actually going to tell us anything.
Right, exactly. If you look at injuries as well as deaths on 20-mile-per-hour roads, the total rose 24% to about 2,250.
Now, that sounds like a much more convincing increase, but look, this whole thing is the phonus balonus. When I drive around, I notice a lot of 20-mile-per-hour signs where a few years ago I hardly saw any, and they seem to be suddenly in fashion amongst traffic planners. If there are a lot more 20-miles-per-hour roads, then of course, there are a lot more opportunities to have accidents on them.
Yes, exactly. In an ideal world, we'd identify a bunch of roads as candidates for 20-mile-per-hour zoning and then randomise, putting up signs in some and leaving others the way they were, to find out for sure whether the 20-mile-per-hour signs made a difference.
But failing that, it would at least be nice to know how many more roads there are with 20-miles-per-hour speed limits and how many people use them. Doesn't the Department for Transport know?
Not a clue. But we do know that the government has been making it easier over the last few years for local councils to change speed limits on their roads. And a number of councils have done so. One of those is Bristol. In 2009, the city had fewer than 50 roads with a speed limit of 20 miles per hour and only 11 casualties reported on them that year. But during 2010, the council launched 2 pilots, one in May and one in October, lowering the speed limit to 20 miles per hour for around 500 roads.
And did the number of casualties on 20 miles an hour roads go up?
Yes, in 2010, there were 55 road casualties recorded on 20-mile-per-hour roads. And in 2011, there was a huge increase to 145.
So, just thinking out loud, the number of 20-mile-an-hour roads increased roughly tenfold over 2 years, and the number of accidents on them also increased roughly tenfold.
Yes, OK, so you did that mental arithmetic, but there is a lot of things about those roads that you don't know, how long they are, how busy they are.
Fine, but if there are more 20-mile-per-hour roads, it would hardly be a surprise or a problem to find that a higher proportion of accidents started happening on those roads. I am curious, though, Charlotte, do we have any real evidence about what 20-mile-per-hour roads do for road safety?
Well, I spoke to Dr. Angela Raffle, consultant in public health in Bristol. She helped Bristol Council launch its pilot.
What we've seen in Bristol is in our 2 pilot areas, we've evaluated them quite carefully. They were signs only, so no speed bumps. We've seen average speeds drop. That's really important. We've seen walking and cycling go up. We've seen support for it amongst local residents increase. 82% of people who live in the pilots think they're a really good idea. And we've seen no change at all in reliability and journey times for buses.
Well, that sounds like positive stuff. We know in absolute terms the casualty numbers on these roads are going up because they have more roads. Do they think that these 20-mile-an-hour limits are actually bringing down casualty figures overall?
Here's what she told me.
We cannot learn anything yet from Bristol's pilot on whether it has anything to do with casualties because the numbers are tiny. They're in a statistician's terminology, they're random rare events. But there was a very detailed study from London published in the British Medical Journal, which looked very carefully at statistics from 20 MPH zones. They found a reduction in severity of casualties.
Now, that research also found that there was a reduction in road casualties in those zones in London. And we also know that faster cars do a lot more damage and take a lot longer to stop.
Well, thank you, Charlotte.